21st? Yeah, well, I've got some people will speak. I'm going to put that here somewhere to try to get a decent recording. All right, well, thanks everybody for coming. This is the Marymount Health and Recreation Committee, the Marymount Village Council. And we're here today to talk about, we have the opportunity to apply for an OKI Transportation Alternatives Grant for a multi-use path that would, well, in a second we can have some background, but the idea of the path is that it would connect the path in Fairfax to the Little Miami Trail going north. We applied in February for a grant for a section of trail from Settle Road to Plainville Road along the Murray median there, and we'll find out in June whether we get that. If we get that, then most likely we would go forward and build a trail to Plainville Road. And in a second, some representatives from Great Parks will talk about a plan in Columbia Township to build a trail from Yatton Road to Marymount Library. So here we're really considering, the initial purpose of the meeting is to consider whether or not to apply for a grant that could help pay for a trail from Plainville Road to the Marymount Library to make that connection. We got a real good turnout for this meeting, and this is an opportunity for people to voice any comments, concerns, feelings about the plan for a trail through this way. So I want to give everybody a chance to do that. But I think first I'd like to call on a few people to just kind of help lay the context here. Would you like to go first?
I guess so. I wasn't planning to, but my name is Tom Caruso. I'm a planner with Anderson Township. I also am the chairman of the executive committee of Tri-State Trails. Tri-State Trails is a regional group associated with the nine counties throughout Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. And our focus is to create connections for regional trails throughout Southwest Ohio, Northern Kentucky, and Southeast Indiana. A couple of the things that we've been working on that are people know about, the Little Miami Trail, the Ohio River Trail, the Crown Trail System through the city of Cincinnati. We're also working on the Great Miami Trail that travels from north of Dayton, and we anticipate it will come down through Hamilton County. We are working to connect the Little Miami River to the Ohio River Trail. When that is connected, that trail, the Little Miami Trail, will be one of the longest paved trails in the country at 338 miles. If you wanted to, when that trail is finished with a bridge across the Little Miami River, you'll be able to stick your front wheels of your bicycle in the Ohio River, and you'll be able to ride all the way to Lake Erie. So, the reason why I was asked to come here today is what connectivity these trails through Marymount will do for the regional trail system. And just as Troy was saying, that segment will connect trails that are part of the Crown in the city of Cincinnati in through Marymount and on to the Little Miami Trail. With that connectivity, there's a lot more opportunities for people to enjoy trails. It also helps the economic development of areas where these regional trails are connected. Particularly small businesses are very well supported by bicycle and pedestrian activity. So we would encourage this connection to be made in Marymount. Does anyone have any questions for me on that?
I have a question.
Yeah.
How many of the trails actually go through residential areas?
Quite a few, actually.
And what's the impact on the housing market?
Actually, quite good. So one of the trails that in Anderson Township that we planned is the 5 Mile Trail. And there was a lot of concern about the 5 Mile Trail. I happen to live along the 5 Mile Trail. My neighbor goes through my backyard. And so to give you an example, a couple of years ago, my wife and I decided to downsize. All our children had left. And we just mentioned it to a couple of people. And we got offers before we put our house up for sale that people wanted to be on the trail. And if you do any of the studying on what trails do for house prices and economic activity, you'll find, if you Google trails, economic activity, particularly regional trails, you'll see that prices on properties go up. The other thing I do in Anderson Township, I build sidewalks on county right-of-ways where there weren't sidewalks before. Since 2001, we've built 22 miles of sidewalks in Anderson Township. My experience in the beginning was people were totally against it. They didn't want to spend the money. They thought that there would be all bunch of people in front of their front yards. They were very upset. Once we started building them, now my problem is I get real estate agents that ask me, is there a sidewalk going to be built on Patterson Road or Markley Road or Wolfangle Road? And if I say no, I get a call from the property owner saying, how come we're not building a sidewalk on that road? I just lost some buyers for my property because it's not connected. So being in a connected system where people can walk has been an economic advantage for property owners. As I said, my house, we had buyers coming to us to buy our house because we were directly on the 5 Mile Trail. Yeah, there is.
Is there any kind of anything blocking the trail so you can't necessarily see the trail from your house?
No, not from my house there wasn't, no. Other parts of it, the trail would drop down, but you were 50 feet from my backyard. My house went up, so
no,
this was in...
It went up since you sold it, like now what's the value? I mean, you don't necessarily know that it went up just because of the trail.
The people that bought my house bought it because of the trail. That's what they said to us. We wanted to be on the trail. That's why we're coming to you. Yes?
Besides anecdotal
data. I'm sorry?
Do you have anything besides anecdotal data? Google tell you anything?
Well, you can find the research on, if you Google... Economic. Well, guess what? I didn't bring the research with me because there's too much. Rick?
Yeah, I can. It's 10% of the study you can get on the trails. If you have a problem with that, it's about 10% of the trails. And to give you an example, I just sold a pretty good park. The unit started at 700,000, went up to 1.6 million. And I told all the buyers that the trails that were right as the trail. Over 20 feet from the edge of our condos in the city, the village east. So we landscaped it to accommodate the 12-foot trail, told the buyers that we were going to have a trail, and everybody's very excited.
I don't got that. I just think it's different
there's
children.
If people could just speak up really loud and you're talking so everybody can hear or come to
the... Do you want me to run this, or would you rather call on people?
I mean,
that's fine.
A chance to ask questions.
That's fine. I just didn't.
Two more questions, and then
here's my question.
Yeah, then we'll go.
She was first.
My name is Lynn Long, and I live on Hiawatha, and the trails just go to the green space right in front of the house. With regards to sidewalks, we're not talking about sidewalks. This is a neighborhood built with a lot of sidewalks, so we don't need any anecdotal data about sidewalks. With regards to people buying houses to be near a green space, that's wonderful. Choose to be near a green space. I would say a lot of us that are here that bought our houses did not do so to be on a bike trail. It's being imposed or forced upon us. And frankly, after going through the power pole change, which we had no way to stop,
Could we?
Mentioned the power poles. I don't understand why this wants to be routed through the two most difficult intersections in the neighborhood. We're talking about the six-way intersection at Murray and Plainville. Murray's like a two-way, one-way, and Plainville, that's a very difficult intersection for cars. Another difficult intersection is Miami Road, Rumble, Roman Hills, Hiawatha, Petoskey, Indian View. Woods. That is like such a complex area, and the idea of bikes crossing that safely with cars coming downhill that you can't hit 35 unless you're standing on the brakes, I just think that's kind of outrageous. It's a designated dog park, and dogs chase bikes. I would expect extra trash to come with a bike path, and I don't like the idea of seeing that out of my front door, out of the front of my house, not the back of my house. And last of all, it does not fit with Marymont's long-established record with being friendly to bikes. We had Share the Road initiative that Mayor Paul Castro has some grants for to ensure that there's a nice bike path right along Route 50, which we know is not going to be a highway. It's going to be a single lane on each side with a bike path on the side. Those are the top 10 reasons why I'm against the bike trail, and thank you for giving me the time.
If I could just ask the people who raise their hands, and everyone, I'd like to give everybody a chance to speak, but if we don't follow some rules, this meeting will be not.
What are the rules?
The rules are that everybody gets 3 minutes, and we have an agenda. There's a few people who are speaking before we open public comment. Is that okay?
Is this a formal meeting, or is this just a...
This is a formal meeting.
I'll take lessons for this. She's going to maybe face a trail maybe 20, maybe 50 feet away from her. I may face a trail right next to my house. You have a rule as to how far away the trail has to be from the existing property.
No, and that's a local matter for the village of Marymont.
I would just say on Tom's behalf, I mean, I appreciate him being here. He's really here to tell us about the plan for trails in the region. That was the purpose of the university. So, I mean, it's nice that he's been able to answer some of these questions, but it wasn't really.
I think people ought to have the chance to voice their opinions, though, because
of course
people have some very definite opinions about it. For example, I'm vitally concerned about Prawley Turnaround Park. It's named for my father, and he put body and soul into putting that park in. And as part of the park, we have an area of the Prawley Turnaround right of way, which is irreplaceable. If that is affected by the bike path, then it's gone forever. This leap to our history of Marymont is gone.
You mean the platform?
Right. This is something that I think should definitely be considered, and also the fact that the park, as envisioned by my father, was the guiding force behind putting it in. He put in a flagpole, he put in saw to it that there were rose bushes planted. He was very concerned about making this area a beautiful entranceway for Marymount, and he put his, like I said, his heart and his soul into it. And I just feel like these areas are under jeopardy under such a plan as proposed. So, in my opinion, is that this proposed bike path should not be installed. And so, that is my hope that the council will consider all these viewpoints, and hopefully, I hope that they will reject the plan.
Let's have this gentleman finish.
Okay.
Well, again, what I'm here to talk about is connectivity to Marymount of these trails. And the local government and the local citizens will decide what they want and what they don't want to do. But I can tell you from our experience, my personal experience, that and interacting with people that were against sidewalks and trails before and now feel like they have to have them in order to make their township more livable. Active transportation, getting out and walking, riding bikes has become recognized as being healthy for the population. One of the reasons why we have such a obesity problem today is walking and bicycling has been taken out of our environment and people are starting to recognize that. But
seems to me Marymount is a walking community.
It is.
It's a little disingenuous to say that we need this trail so people can have a walk.
That wasn't my point. My point is connected trails.
It's a trail where people can get out and walk.
Yes.
We have the whole community is
Marymount is known for from planners. As a planner, I will tell you Marymount is respected around the world for the way it was developed, for the sidewalks, for all the transportation systems that they designed. So you're preaching to the choir. I understand exactly what you're saying.
I think we're all referring to it as a bike. We don't need a walking path. The whole community is a walking path.
And again, the connectivity is what, you know, I'm here to discuss. What you want to do locally is up to you. And obviously, and your city council. But there are benefits to having a regional trail come through Marymount. And that's what I'm here to talk about, or at least discuss.
A question. How did you come to the plan that you're going to go on the path that you take? Why wouldn't you go around Marymount? Why wouldn't you go around this? We can talk about it a little bit, so like the South 80, why is it directly through the middle of Marymount?
Well, the South 80 has become off bounds to a lot in terms of.
But how did you decide that this is the best route?
First off, I didn't decide anything, so it was not my plan. I'm not the engineer, so but the engineering, the city or the village determined what area they would most want this. The trail on. Number one is probably because it already has right of way because it was an old trolley line. Number two, it fits with what that area was historically, which was the area where the bike trail is supposed to go. It used to be an inner urban trolley line. Am I correct? Okay. So it's a transportation system. So
but we have roads on both sides of the old trolley line, so that doesn't make sense. Keeping what it used to be. We don't need to keep it what it used to be, we want to keep it the way it is now, which is green space for the kids to play on. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not sure why and how that became the path. That's my biggest.
And again, I wasn't involved in the engineering, nor is it my gut. Thanks.
I'll take this one. I called this meeting, and really the purpose is to discuss whether it is. So it's not.
Well, what
decided.
Are the alternatives?
So the alternatives, I mean, there's three.
What are the alternatives? Not the
right.
Sharing the road. What are the alternative paths for the bike trail?
So, I mean, we have. have paths on either side. But we could have nothing. We could have no connection.
So this is the only route you're considering. There's no other routes that you're considering.
Well, another route would be to share the road down Massillon Road through the town center.
Mayor, I'm saying this bike trail.
Right.
Is there an alternative that's going down Murray Road and down Green Space?
No, I think the alternative is we wouldn't do it.
So it's better, Mayor. I'm just not sure why you wouldn't come up with alternative paths.
At this point, it's unclear who's proposed.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I can take responsibility for that. So, there's others who are interested in seeing this happen. Most of the folks don't live directly on.
I do, and no one asks me.
And I'll say the purpose. I just want to say, I get the impression from the comments at this meeting that we're going to try to steamroll something. That's not the idea at all. We're having this meeting to have
a... but I didn't even know. I lived on this path, and I didn't even know about this meeting until last Wednesday. So I do think it is being steamrolled. I don't agree with that. I don't know anyone on my street who knew about it.
The meeting was only scheduled, not much before.
You've been in the planning stages for this for how long?
No, there's no... I mean, there's a trail...
Did you get a grant? You're trying to get a grant for the green space by Settle. So it has been in some kind of planning stage.
This meeting is the first step in any planning that would happen. And so the outcome of this meeting will be a recommendation. Apply for a grant, or we're not ready to apply for a grant. I would like to stick to our agenda and have Todd share with us about the plans, and these are actual plans, for a trail through Columbia Township, and that lays a bit more of the context. I will get to you, unless it's relevant for this right here.
I think it is relevant. Okay. I think we're all wondering what your agenda is, and you said you're going to make some about the trail and the proposition of the trail. Is that coming? I mean, many of us are quite lost at how this is going to come about. And I think you have an agenda in your mind. I think that's why we're all kind of getting trails.
Sure, that's why.
On the development of the idea of the trail.
Yeah, although I would say this meeting is really a very initial step of that. There's been conversations just to kind of...
Well, I think that... I'm sorry, that if many of the people in the room didn't even know a trail was being planned, I guess we're asking who and when was the origin of the idea for the plan in order to apply for the grant in February. So it had to have begun at least in February.
No, I think, so maybe that's the point of confusion. The grant that we applied for in February was ending at Plainville, from Settle to Plainville, not affecting, and we had meetings for that grant, and no objection from anybody who lives across the street from me. So that piece is a separate piece that ends that thing. And then this is a consideration of a piece that goes from, would potentially go from Plainville to the library, but...
This goes way back. This is not something you've engineered. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mayor, but this has been in the works for years and years. The thought of a bike trail going down Murray Avenue. Am I correct? I feel like this has been...
Five years ago, I don't know if y'all were these, we said that we would come up from Settle to Plainville, and then we would share the road, we would stay out of your neighborhood,
right,
and share the road up to Rooster Pike.
Plainville.
Massillon Road to west to Rooster Pike. And we purposely made Rooster Pike share the road 5 years ago, put all the paint down. Put the signs down. And remember, there was a billion signs, and we had to take 40 of them out. I had more phone calls that morning, and the next morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, I got out with the maintenance supervisor, and we got a bunch of them out. So, illumination, we didn't have night here. It was day all the time. So that's been talked about. But we're going to get a grant, but they wanted almost $150,000 out of us. We said, we don't have the money.
It kind of went back in.
Yeah. So now we're trying it again. But if we do what we wanted to do 5 years ago, we still got to get a separate a matching grant for $150,000. We don't have the money to do something like this. And I don't want to tax it.
Set this context because I think Troy's getting blamed for something that started 15 years ago. Okay, there's a whole civic initiative in this town to brand Cincinnati from a sleepy Midwestern town to a city that's got assets. It's got rivers, it's got valleys, and it's got connections. We want to try to retain our young people, attract new people. Denver's got mountains, coastal cities got oceans, and we got these rivers. So many years ago, a grand plan was put together by Great Parks and Tri-State Trails that said, here's the possibilities, here's all the river connections. And it launched all these civic groups that began to build trails. Mill Creek Valley, which is the most god-awful place on earth, it's got a trail coming from the High River halfway up towards St. Bernard. Another group got funded to start getting the connection from the Little Miami Trail into Bass Island, and now it's connected to Beachmont, and they got a grant from OKI for a bridge. Bikes over from the Woodline River, and it's going to connect it to London. And then I'm on a committee to raise $4 million with the OKI grant that will cover half to connect from Luckin to downtown on an abandoned railroad track. And then another group just got money from Sutton to Salem, your Henderson Township. And the idea is to go all the way to New Richmond. So this whole network of paths that launched a long time ago, and you happen to have the advantage of having the right of way. Most people have killed a right-of-way that's already existed. You have the Billy Jones it. It's been sitting there since the interurban was abandoned. So you have a chance to leverage it or not. Because there's three choices. No trail, and you get on the trail at the library, come on to Tuscarora, and get on there. You get on to Plainville, and connect to Blossom Way, go to the city. And if you want to take your life in your hands and go on the street, Route 50, you can put it on Route 50. You got to create bike lanes. You can't be... If you want families to take a trip through your community, they got to be safe. So the second alternative is to create bike lanes that have jersey barriers so families can get from Marymount here to these little trails. So it's no bill, it's jersey barriers on Route 50, or use this asset you have that's underutilized. The choice is yours. Troy was just trying to get a grant to study those things so you can have a planner help you decide what you want to do. That's all it is. There's nobody trying to jam any alternative here. You're just saying, you have an asset, you can choose to use it or not. And
you're not using
it. No, use it for a trip. No, it's great, but the asset is owned by the village, and you help the neighbors. If you want to use it to increase your property values and take bike rides downtown, and I'm going to do it with my family in Terrace Park, then you use trails where it's safe. But again, Troy just wants to get a grant to see if we can study this and how to invest in this. You can't. You can't do this in one year. You have to get everybody involved. You have to get all the neighbors involved. Okay, what does this trail look like? Can there be landscaping so the greenway looks better? So, again, Troy didn't do this. It got launched 20 years ago by big thinkers who wants to make the city more viable with an asset called recreation trails. That's all. So how you manage it is up to you. It took 10 years for the trail to go through Terrace Park. Now you can't get people off that trail at Terrace Park. It's the biggest asset that ever happened. People love it. It's increased property values along the Terrace Park. There's no trash. There's no bad people robbing houses. All those myths about bike paths have been talked about, and usually people decide to go bike paths. But again, it's your town. You'll decide that. This is a planning grant to help you decide how to do it. That's what we're doing.
I'd like to follow up because I have to leave here. But I listened to a half-hour program put on public radio last fall, and it was about Amazon's research to find where they're going to put their new corporate headquarters. The demographic they're after are younger people because they want to train people and have them work with them a long time. The third thing on the wish list of the young people will bike paths. So I'm looking at the demographic in here, and I'm speaking from, I'm 74, so I'm not a young, and if it doesn't burn gasoline, I'm not riding, okay? But I can tell you this, it's the coming thing. And so we either do it now and do it right, or we put it off and maybe miss an opportunity because we have to also think of the future generations who are going to be buying these homes. And bike paths are important to these people. it blew me away when I heard that. I would never have thought. You know, they register sit in urban homes. They don't want to live out in the country like I'd love to live. The second thing is public transportation. And the third thing on their survey of over a year is bike paths. So we have to think also outside of our own parameters.
Can I just make a comment?
Yeah, I've got to go.
This is not an anti-biking. And you talk about the rivers.
I can't hear.
Bike trails along the rivers. There's no alternative here for the river. What we see at this very first meeting is a cram right down the middle of the neighborhood. That's the problem. This is not an anti-bike, anti-get-around. I mean, it's insane to think it's wonderful to bike down the river from Terrace Park. That's great. And then come to Marymount and almost get killed when you have the river right next to Marymount. I think that's the issue on a lot of people's mind. So this is not an anti-bike route.
If I can just say one thing as a planner, what Troy is doing, though, is really the first step in this process. In that public outreach to get people's opinions are how you make plans that work for everyone. And Troy calling this meeting is really what he's doing, exactly what he's supposed to do, get this diverse sense of people's feelings about bike paths through Marymount and see if there can be a coming together to figure out something that everybody's going to be happy with or that everybody's going to say, no, we can't do it. So you got to give him credit for sticking his head out and getting all you people here to talk about this, because this is a strong subject for people. So it's important as a planner to have these public outreach to see where people are on this. So give him credit.
Can I just ask for clarification? So what the grant you're thinking about applying for, it's only for planning, it's not for construction, is that correct?
Yeah, let me I think a little context is helpful. So I joined Village Council in January, and one of the things when I was running for Village Council, I was interested in seeing some of these paths. That's why in February we applied for the grant for the section from Settle to Plainville. And that was a pretty not controversial section. The controversy there was how quickly can we get it done. And that's a section of road that people, there's not a sidewalk, it's not safe to walk on. This meeting, I guess I would have never guessed that it would be so controversial. I had heard that it might. And so I wanted to have a meeting to give people a chance to come out and talk about this. The grant that was the impetus for this meeting is or could be actually a grant to build a trail. It happens in a pretty long time frame. If we were to apply now, my understanding is we wouldn't actually receive funds until 2022, that time range, 2023. But it's a large grant, up to $750,000. It can pay for, in addition to just the concrete or the asphalt, landscaping, curbs, parking, some of these things that we'd like to see along the stretch as well.
Don't we have to pay 25%?
So of the grant, of this grant, it's federal funds. The match, the local match, is 25%. The attractiveness of this one is that it can be matched with state grants. So potentially the same grant mechanism that we used for Settle to Plainville could be used to match this grant, leaving the village with essentially no match. So it's an opportunity in that sense. When I called the meeting, my understanding was that this grant only came available every other year, which had been the case until this year. Since then, I actually learned that there's a chance to apply again next year, which takes some of the time pressure off of this, but allows we could potentially do that. I'll also say, given the crowd in this meeting, at the end of the meeting, the idea is that the committee makes a recommendation to council about what to do. My feeling is, in this meeting, my recommendation would not be well, let's go ahead and do this grant right now, but I think it needs some thought, it needs some planning. But it is true that the purpose of this meeting was to get everybody out and talking about this and coming to, I guess, step back. What I'll also say is, given the idea for this trail that goes to Plainville, what I, as a resident living on the Homewood Road, would really like to see is a trail that extends to our library, so I would feel safe about my kids who are 5 and 9 on their bikes riding to the library. Currently, if we do that, we ride down Murray, which has no sidewalk by our house, and then up further, a sidewalk that's so narrow, someone opens the car door, you have to stop and wait. You cross this intersection that's been mentioned at Plainville and Murray, which is really kind of a hazard in itself. Then you can go on the north side of Murray, which is really in bad shape. And at first there's a sidewalk, but there's a bunch of parking lots, nobody uses it. Further down there is a sidewalk, but then kind of jags around. When you come to there's a section where you can take a sidewalk from Murray to Murray. Then you end up on the other side, going between Rebels or Hiawatha. I think most walkers there don't use the sidewalk. There is one way on the south side, which is low and often dirty and filled with water when it rains. So, you know, the vision is for a bright, clean path of landscaping and marking that would go to the library. So that's why we're having this meeting. But I also understand and have heard, you know, there's people living along here who aren't excited about this idea. And so I wanted to have a meeting to actually get that out in the public. One of the things that's relevant to this is the plans for a path through Columbia Township. And Todd from Great Parks had been kind enough to come here tonight. I'd like to just give him 3 minutes to speak about that. Part of the context, what I would say up front, is just the plan is, or the idea is, that we would have a path that would end at Plainville, and another path that's starting at the library. And it's going to make a lot of sense to do something in between those two. And representing, we have this decision to make. What do we want to do? Do we want a path? Do we not? Do we want to share the road?
Thank you. So, Tom Palmer, Great Parks, Compton County. I'm in the planning division and responsible for bike trail planning on Great Parks. What I want to show you here is feasibility study, which is sort of a product that would be generated from a grant process that Troy's talking about. This is a feasibility study going from Wilmington Scenic Trail existing at the Newtown Bridge with the goal of terminating near the public library branch. Or the stretch of land between the high school and the library branch. And you see a lot of routes on here. We've already, some of these, when we first started, these are all the possible routes we were studying. And one of the reasons there's so many routes, the section in green from the existing trail down behind these businesses, all this property here to behind Kroger where it turns to hit Marymount Landing is owned by Great Parks. We already own it, so it's the old railroad corridor, so the grade is set up for a bike trail. Our only issue, you can see in the purple dots, is MSD sewer line, but we can work on manholes and all the time. So that part of the trail is really no reason to study multiple corridors. For us, it's the best way to go. The issue being, once we get past that point, it's private property, it's we get into Columbia Township, we get into Marymount, other private property, Duke easements. We have the Kroger fueling station, the McDonald's, that little path right there. So our main focus of our study now is to try and find out what is the best way to get up here. We've met with the library, have talked to them about their concerns. Obviously, their parking lot wouldn't be suffice for a trailhead. Get a lot of people showing up there and parking. That's an issue. We're very aware of that, so we would work with them on that. We've talked to Duke Energy. Duke Energy is supportive of being under their easement, but they don't own the property. That property is actually Maremont property and some private property. We would also need access, a small piece of access from an easement through the landing here, their drive, and then through also through Spring Hill. So those are all small issues that we are working on one by one by one, because if we can't make some of those happen, then we won't make the connection. But the goal is to provide a safe route from the library for the residents to be able to get to the trail and get to downtown Cincinnati or 78 miles to Springfield. You know, we see this as multimodal, so not just bikes, but runners, walkers. We also see people, this is, Rick mentioned the bridge over Little Miami. Eventually this will be a commuter path, so people don't have to drive their cars downtown Cincinnati. So we have lots of reasons why we're doing it, but for us, we have to finish the study. So, and I don't know if folks are aware, but you know, the high schools do also doing a transportation study. So obviously, we wouldn't just be able to do this if they're going to have lanes coming out of high school. And we just went to the first meeting with them because obviously we would need to know what their plans are first before we some of the trails. So that's kind of where we are. You know, so ODOT is also one of the factors. Anybody knows Tommy Arnold from District 8 and ODOT? Everything we do along that corridor, we have to talk to ODOT because obviously it impacts getting the traffic as well. So. Right. Yeah.
A study for us Marble Way from
yes.
Lumpkin to downtown, and we raise money through several sources through the engineering study. We give them managing that for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a nonprofit, but we want to be in your business. The question is, do you have any staff that you work with Marymont just to study the alternatives and get consensus on that? And then you apply for that grant. They get some help to say, okay, here's the alternative we built it. Here's the alternative we've heard not about this. Use the easement so people can get engaged that are for and against, because the people that are for this aren't here. I didn't get a posse here. I got a guy, 18 condo owners, and says, yeah, we want to go. And that wasn't the purpose tonight. To get people involved all along Marymont, they can get involved. Do you have anybody on your staff that can just do that portion of looking at alternatives without any engineering? Just here's some lines on the map, here's pros and cons, and then once there's consensus here. Then you can apply.
I would like to actually piggyback on that if I could, because I live on 7th. And I just want to piggyback on what you were saying, because I live on 7th, and I've seen the impact of, Erie to 7th Road along Murray, which is in Fairfax. It has been extremely positive, and if you're talking about the library down to Newtown Bridge, I mean, the real issue becomes just what you're saying, Rick, is what is the smart way to bring it to Miramar? Maybe it needs to, it needs to be on Worcester, maybe who knows where, who knows? But that's what I think part of what Troy is trying to put together for this meeting is to have people consider what the options are, and I'll just add that I have heard no complaints of anybody from going Settle to Plainville, so that appears to be a project that's going to move ahead. So then, really, what you're talking about is how you get from Plainville probably to the library, and that's the big impact on Miramar.
But what you're saying from Settle to Plainville,
those are
all gravel properties.
And
that's not quite the same.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is,
it's on the north side of the road. It's not even near the rim.
Exactly. So
what we've got going here now are stuff right next door to people.
Yeah, but exactly. But that's what I'm saying. That's what Rick is talking about. A study needs to be done. Maybe it needs to be on Worcester. Maybe it needs to be stay on Plainville and go to Worcester. I don't know.
Four parks. That's what we are, a green space village.
I'm not suggesting you go through that.
Okay.
I'm saying what the next step, obviously, it sounds to me like Settle to Plainville will happen.
If
the grant, if that happens, the question is how to get from Plainville
to the library. Does that need to go on Worcester? Does
it 5 years ago, did you get one of these?
Yeah.
It clearly shows a share of the road up to Worcester Pike, and we worked hard to get Worcester Pike to be a share of the road.
And that's all I'm saying is, to Rick's point, is if it gets to Plainville, and then you're talking about from Newtown Bridge to maybe the library, if that happens, what is the smart way to go through Miramar? Maybe not through the neighborhoods. Maybe, who knows? But that's what needs to be studied. And I don't think Troy is proposing a route today for that part.
Yeah,
well, that's one.
That's the
one.
Only route that
yeah, let me explain. This
that's
picture that I just
thank
put
you,
up
sir.
Here.
Thanks,
yeah, but let me just explain why.
I just have one other question, not this one, but for now. Where does, you're talking about the main focus is the bike path that's in Fairfax, correct? That's
not
what you're trying to connect. You're saying it's going to go downtown, but you have to go on the Fairfax stuff part.
Our goal is to connect to the library.
No, I know, but I'm just
the regional plan
what
is.
Want to
get
downtown and all that kind of thing. Where are you? Where's the connection from the Fairfax bike path to the Hyde Park bike path?
Well, if Wasson Way is more than 4 hours.
Okay, so
that's
a
city.
Way,
that's a city Cincinnati project.
But is there a way? I'm not quite sure why the emphasis is connecting to that one strip in Fairfax. Is there a way to go from something in Hyde Park?
That's a better question for Fairfax or other folks.
The alignment that they are working on right now is you go along Erie Avenue on a separate bike path that's Erie so wide, and you go down to Boston and Hyde Park Country Club and connect all the way to Clifton. Is that they're extending the Boston corridor all the way to Clifton. And then on the other side from the library, you go down the hill and on the Little Mountain Trail. Go down to Beachmont, cross at Beachmont, and go downtown. There's a railroad corridor between Columbia Parkway and Eastern Avenue that's vacant.
Okay.
So you can take your family on a bike ride and be safe all the way downtown and not have to cross.
Well, but that's not true either, because you're not safe on the bike path the way this is, because you have to go across Miami and you have to cross Plainville Road.
Oh,
and this doesn't help. This, there's no way to cross, even if you have a bike path, when you get to those intersections, you're crossing a major street.
Right.
And one of our concerns is, because I've used a bike all the time, and when you have families on bikes, and you have five-year-olds that don't stay next to mom,
right,
and they go cruising past you, and they're going too fast, and you're telling them, stop, 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 the child thinks he's on a bike path, and he comes across Plainville Road or Miami, still thinking he's on a bike path, and he gets into traffic without stopping.
There's a million and a half people that go through Loveland on that bike path. And there's three roads you have to cross to get through Loveland on the bikes. And for some reason, everybody stops for the bicycles. There's three roads, a million and a half people. I don't know how many tests they have. I don't know that. So, again, once
you
have a bike path,
that's not the same thing as going down Miami, though. Miami is one of the worst streets, and I have the information from the chief. We've had more accidents on Miami. We've had more citations on Miami. That is a very busy street.
Like I said, this isn't the day of the day. I'm sorry. Do you want to do a study of all the alternatives or not is the question. If you do, how much does it cost? Will the parks help like they've helped other communities or not? That's what you should decide. I'm sorry.
Just a quick question. I keep hearing the library. What if it's shut down? I mean, this gentleman said Google it, he didn't say go to the library. So, library, I don't know why people use libraries now. What if it's shut down? It seems like a point.
We went met with the director of the library, and they were very confident about future programming and having the trail actually increasing use of the library. So, but I'm not going to.
Needs more.
Yeah, again, we're just including all the stakeholders.
That's my question.
Yeah. Real quick, just last two. We'll sit at any table and have a conversation about trails. We can't be the village's concern. consultant, but I'll certainly be in the room to talk about it. No problem. The other thing I was just saying real quick is our study, we will be having a, before we finalize our route, we will have a public open house, and so we'll advertise it through the village, and we'll put it out in the paper so everyone can come and you all can weigh in on our route as well. Then the last thing was, a big piece of our trail is also economic development. The Slatteries are here, and part of, you know, what we're trying to look at too along the trail is getting businesses to flip their front doors towards the trail side, instead of coming down kind of the back side of all the businesses. So what that is.
Most of the people that are here, the area that you're talking about, by the general short trauma terminal park, this is our green space. We don't want to see 12 feet of asphalt.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, I'm not involved in that at all, sir. So
that's why most of the people that are here, it's our green space. In some cases, it's the people's front yard. Fact that I don't know why we would want to connect, you know, people from outside the community to ride through our green space, run this asphalt through our green space. I mean, many people use the green space. It's probably turnaround parks. There must be 30 people walking their dogs through there every day. Every day. Most of the kids who go from the school walk through that area to get home. There were corrections. Elementary school, junior high, or high school, they're walking. That's the main concern that we have. It's not an abandoned railroad or trolley park. It's our green space. That's the concern that most of the people have expressed.
Yeah, and this, if I could just say, this is why we're having this meeting today, to hear these opinions.
Can I just say something that's not pro or con?
Sure.
I think what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yes, that's what I was.
Now, the best way to communicate in Marymount, the next door in Marymount, and get a much broader cross-section, I didn't really see anything in next door in Marymount about this. And really, you should put all these ideas out there and get a much broader group than you have here. Is this, maybe this group is biased. Maybe, I mean, I'm just saying, we have this wonderful tool.
But Joe, these people live adjacent to the area.
Well, I'm just saying, next door Marymount is a great tool to communicate with Marymount people, and it should be used more. And this is a perfect situation to use it more. So,
yeah.
And I think if there was more communication, then it might be, you know, less friction.
Yeah, well, I guess I would say, and hopefully people can be patient, I don't want to disagree with you, but I would say really the purpose of this meeting is communication. And
yeah, but it's a small, why not use electronic communication? I mean, in addition to this.
Yeah, and I'm glad to, but I think it's nice to have people in the room to talk about this and start to say.
It's not either or, I'm not saying.
Sure, yeah.
I'm saying in addition to this. This is great, but in addition. You should use next door Marymount.
Yeah.
Well, here's something I think everybody's got to know. This committee will not make the decision. The decision, if you're going to go through four parks, you've got to go to the Architecture Review Board. That'll be the first. And then if you're going to draw paint on streets and on lines and whatever you're going to do the streets, then that goes to the Planning Commission. So this could be I don't know what these bodies can do. They may shut it down right away. I don't know. Now, if the ARB says we want to do it, then it's got to go to council. So, I think everybody needs to know.
Yeah. I want to say about this drawing, this is one that I made myself last night. It's not a plan in the sense of there's no concrete plan to put trails in these spots. But it is, I do like being specific, and I don't want to dance around the idea that, or the point that this meeting's to discuss whether that top yellow line is something that people want. And you know, I think there's a lot of people in this room who live along there. Part of that is because we notified people. I went door to door and put the notifications in people's mailboxes. As well as others did that, I think. So, I think it's much better to have a concrete idea to talk about. And then, you know, we don't have to do it just because it's an idea. The alternative, and I may have gotten it slightly off on there, is the, or another idea, I'll say, is the share the road on that green path, which would go down Madisonville Road through the business district, and then see it again connecting to what we assume will happen in Columbia Township, so that's why those will end there. I should also say that the far left end of that yellow line is the one that we've already applied for the grant for, and that piece actually, to Plainville Road, does have some concrete footing around it. So I think all the kind of intro pieces have been said, a lot of the comments have been said. I don't want to keep people too late, but I want to give people a chance to voice comments. I'm recording the meeting, and so they'll be on record. I'll also say, if you put your email address on the sign-in sheet, I can make sure you get a copy of the minutes, and you can make sure that your thoughts are represented. So this is a step in communication.
I just wanted to address a couple of things. Back in February, when, you know, it was this committee that went ahead with the approval to do the grant from Settle to Plainville, this topic did come up, and I think I can speak for Eric, but and I were both adamant that this, at first we wanted to get to Plainville, and then this would be revisited down the road. And then all of a sudden it came up, and Troy asked Dan for the committee. Dan actually said, I'll go ahead and put it in your committee, but made some comment about, let's see if we get to Plainville and like down the road. And then within a week, we already have a meeting and a plan and all this kind of stuff. So I personally expected not even to be talking about this. And there are people who, because we are Marymount and the incomes that we have, don't even think we're going to get the grant to Plainville. Now, I don't know anything about it, but I'm just saying what I'm hearing from some people. We do. We still need about $100,000, probably matching money. The other thing is, I was talking to Troy, and I know back when I first started in council, we got a grant that we turned down because we didn't have the matching money. When it's a federal grant like this, and say they say, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you this, once it's all done, they have control of our right-of-ways. They are the one who then says, this is where your path is going to go. The same people who put up all the millions of signs on Booster Pike. So that really scares me. So I just wanted it out there. If I'm not right, you can say so. But I think Troy and I had this conversation, and you said, yes, we would be giving up our rights. And they would play, at that point, they would play on the trail. And again, I think that's really scary. If we had a big, big parcel of land, you know what I mean? And like a terrace park or something like that, go for it. But we don't. We don't. And this is affecting a lot of people. So, anyway.
I have experience with this from a township point of view, which has less power than the village of Marymount. You always have local.
Yes. That's higher than us.
We're a township, form of government. Villages have much more power from the state. In any case, as an LPA, you always have control over your project. So when you talk about ODOT along Route 50, it's a whole different can of worms than ODOT working with the village for a bike trail off of Route 50. So that what they do have is power to tell you how you get easements, the standards that you have to follow in order. When you use federal grants, you have to use federal standards and that kind of stuff. But the LPA, the local planning agency, still has the power to determine how it's built. So
yeah, I did the mayor down there, and he said they would never take 4 million.
I mean, there
it took
to 3 years to do the job.
Federal
everything,
grants?
They yes. had no power whatsoever. Everything was done by
along Route 50.
Yeah.
Yes. And like I said, if it's a state route, ODOT has a lot of power on how that's done. But once you're off the state route systems, the local government has more power. But you're absolutely right. It does increase your time frame because there are more responsibilities that you have to meet.
I can tell you, you've never been in this corridor when we talk about it. It's very volatile. I mean, it's so small.
I understand.
And can you imagine 2 or 3 years? I mean, this is.
Have you been to Anderson in the last 4 years?
Yeah.
The CFI, State Route 125. We've been in construction since our construction started 4 years ago. Now there's a lot of projects going on. But having said that, I mean, it takes a lot of time to do these projects. But having said that, our economic activity along the Beachmont Corridor and at the town center has gone much higher. And the Beachmont Corridor property values have gone up. People are actually moving back in terms of businesses, moving back to the business corridor. And so the property values are going up, as is property values in general, going up quite a bit. So,
can you imagine having a backhoe next door to your house?
Yes.
For years?
Yes.
That's what will happen here.
Well, once the construction starts, it moves pretty quickly. What takes forever is the planning process and getting the easements, which is, in this particular corridor, you have the easements already because it's your property. But,
okay. But again, most of it is taken care of.
Is
but,
the bike path through Anderson and the business section?
Parts of it are.
Whereas in Berry Bottom, we're going to be running for our homes, really not in front of the business section, so they'll just stay on the bike path until they get to the business section.
Part of ours is in a business district and parts of it are between two neighborhoods, subdivisions.
But ours is going to go to our business section to make their payments. I'll be behind that. So they won't spend money there, they'll spend money in the public
townships. See, that's a great thing about our sharing the road going up Madison Road or West Street on the Rooster. They'll put them past our porches.
And
that's why the sharing the road is the best.
And my job here is to talk about connectivity, and if I can add anything in terms of dealing with federal grants, because we've done quite a few of them, I've done quite a few of them personally. So, but in terms of how you want to build the village, never mind. First off, the village is historically known for its great planning, and people come from all over the world to see Merriman. I mean, this is considered a great
why destroy four parts?
Again, that's the question that Marymount needs to talk about. So I don't have a position on that. I don't live in Marymount. What I'm here for is to talk about connectivity. But you need to decide as the village whether you want to be connected to regional trail. And how, if you do, how you want to do that. You have to weigh the benefits and the costs.
Another thing that, when you talk about connecting, we have a lower rate, and we've told the Watson Way people, you can come through here.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when it hits Clary Yards and the railroad, it hits a brick wall. But I've told the president of the Watson Way, I would get Tom Brinkman, myself, and a couple other people to talk to the railroad and see if they could. But I've never heard a word. Not a word from anybody. That will take all this away from the residential area that will be down there in the lower area. Why? I don't know if you're a part of the.
I'm not.
But that would be the greatest answer that we could have. And I think our state rep and possibly our, now that I know that sort of problem with our state senator, that would be very helpful.
The reason we don't hear about Watson Way down there is that's trouble getting across Plymouth River. But I would also love to see it.
Well, who would you hook right up behind the Kroger's?
No, on the other side.
On the other side.
Yeah. Oh. So Lesson Way is getting to Erie, I guess, but I don't know how they're going. There was a question back here.
I'm Gary Tetzel. I don't know if there's anyone here from the other side of Murray. I show a lot of rentals down there. There is parking in front of those rentals. We are having major, major problems in this village with parking. The last meeting I attended, we talked about having the diagonal places in the medium between Saddle and Plainville. I still haven't seen that last section that needs to be by Saddle. We need parking. And now you're talking about putting in a bike path right in front of these rental properties, taking out their extra parking. So again, you're taking away something that needs to be here. I like to bike. When I bike, I go down to Lunkin because I like going on their trail and the overbrush and the furs and everything. If you're a professional biker, don't you want to get from point A to point B in a certain amount of time and enjoy nature? Why would you want to, zigzag with cars and everything else? We have the South 80 for a reason. And, we're blessed with that property down there. Our pools are down. They're not right in the middle. Recreation stuff needs to be kind of together. I think it would be cool to, be a tool and then get to go on your bike. But as you can tell, there are a lot of people here who you don't want all this traffic. And the bike path that's in Fairfax from Settle to Erie, I've walked that bike path. I hate that bike path. And do you know why? Because there's dog poop all the way along. That's all you do is you smell dog food. That's not fun. That's not healthy to have to do that. So, whether you need a sidewalk down between Plainville and the trolley, that's fine. But, I would ask you, do not take away any more parking in this village just so bikers can go through. And I agree with everybody else about our trolley.
I just added what you said. Down there, there's silver shovel. Mary Emery used to start this building. This is our homes. This is not a connectivity. You're not in flyover. This is our homes. We need all that part, especially like Murray between Plainville and say Road. There's some spaces there and all the stuff. They're needed. That one there, wherever those people park, they need to park some of those. Also, we do have plenty of green spaces here. You can walk your dogs and space them up in any place. We can walk our dogs very well. So, this is our home. This is not flyover country. This is not connectivity city. This is for our homes.
What I'd like to say, too,
if I might,
we've literally, this capital code, right through our front yard. Like, not someone's parking, like, literally. We have to cross over. So imagine us backing out of our driveway with licenses going 10, 15 miles per hour. And we've got two young drivers in our home now, too. And I'm thinking, it's dangerous enough to try to get on Murray Avenue and Rowan Hill and that intersection corner. It's already dangerous enough. And you're going to put ourselves at risk as well as any bikers that's flying through there. And I use the paths, I'm probably as much, if not more, than maybe Kelly, running on those trails nonstop. And I do not think it works for me, or it's not safe.
Another thing that we're about, go ahead, Jane.
Well, I just wanted to say, I love Marymount, I've lived here a long time. And Troy, I appreciate your trying to initiate your interest, and I think there's good people here who are talking talk about a bike trail. I think problem started with lack of communication. I found out about this meeting, as you were told, gotta come to this meeting, it's gonna take a bigger hurting. Instead of what it was really about, which that person who said that, maybe that's what they were told. to, so there wasn't enough communication, but the actual planning and information of this meeting was. So I would not be offended if you're late. I think I would try and communicate with people. I felt sorry for this gentleman who was the first on the agenda. Because we were ready to strike and he was not the person. So
tell you the truth, I'm used to.
Okay. But I just think you know, if you give people the information, give us all the chance to think and settle instead of I thought I needed to be here to stop you. Putting, you know, driveway to my driveway.
Sure.
So it's small town USA, and it's a wonderful small town USA. But we have more communication.
And the other thing I don't get, we're trying to put a pocket park for kids to play, but then we're going to put a road right over the top of it in that park. You can't have both.
Yeah, well, and that was another purpose for this meeting, was to give people a chance to comment on that pocket park if they haven't had a chance already. And I took some photos here, so you can sort of see, this is the area, Bob Murray between. What's that? Yeah, so... yeah, so this, what you're looking at is Murray facing east. That's Miami Road at the end there, and when you turn around, this is Turing Road. This is driveway that she was talking about crossing.
And that's where we would be.
So this is the green space for that proposed pocket park playground. So there is already a sidewalk that runs through there, and part of the idea could be to use that same sidewalk extended for a better connection. Something I would say here, if you look at this, you can see this is something that I have heard some complaints about, just the way the sidewalk ends in the streets. This next sidewalk starts in their driveway and ends at a tree.
So we plan this year to put it around the pipe, behind the pipe.
Yeah, and maybe it turns out that you know what we actually want is just a better walking path through here. But things, I went along here this weekend, and the things I heard were, you know, people wanted these parking spaces and groups full of mud, curbs, better stormwater drainage, sidewalks to be more of a plan when they're connected all the way through. And I did definitely hear the people I talked to, sure, not everybody, but living there, more interested in sidewalks than asphalt.
Can you see if you had a 12-foot bike path in there, and then a little bit to the right, you have swing sets and some little play equipment. You have kids here, and you got somebody whizzing by a bike. That doesn't fit. Either it's that, or it's the pocket park. Yeah. I'm for the pocket park.
Well, I guess I would go back to where I originally got excited about this was the ability to have one continuous path off the street where my kids could go to the library, the high school, kids from this side could go to the elementary, to the junior high, all the way through Fairfax.
How do you take one all the way down the street? I take that one from here. We used to play those from there. All the way straight down the library. And it's right at night, stop signs, stop lights.
Yeah, you can do that. I don't prefer to walk on the booster. It's noisy, and if my kids go off the sidewalk, they just pass the car.
There's fast cars here, and fast bike. I live on Hiawatha. I used to live on Plain Hill near Maple about 5 years ago, and I didn't know about this crap. I can't tell you what I've
trying to turn on Miami, how often I'm like, okay, that turn's going, and then it'll be my turn. Oh, not my turn. I can't go. How many times I have to wait for a biker flying down the game? I mean, it's insanely fast. And the biker can decide if you like to ride their bikes on Miami. Special kind of person. And they're coming down fast. And they, a lot of them will just keep going straight down. Some of them will turn, but you're going to have a lot of, I don't know, like, ultra bikers, I'm not sure what the term would be. It's not like new, but like that thing about who would pick up the bike path in Miami. And I think everything here who's laughing lives in that area, and you know, and it's telling the truth. I feel pretty safe with my kids walking in the village. This area it's scary and it's kind of ugly, and I would say over my plane hill, you can't just kind of pop in and say, oh, safe. You're just adding to the confusion that's in those two areas. See, I love my path. I live in Indianapolis off the Mohawk Trail. I lived in Minneapolis off the Mohawk Trail. But I've never experienced an area like this. You come off the trail and all of a sudden it's kind of crazy there. I mean, I think it's a lot. Even I have a 13-year-old, and I feel like it's a lot of times for her to figure out the timing and crossing it. We have multiple vehicles pulling up. Well, there's not even a crosswalk there. We don't even have a crosswalk. The next crosswalk we have is like down by the condos. I'm not sure what street that is. So like walking to the barn, I still walk like this across the street. The time. And then you got over on Greenville with that. I don't even know how many ways to put another essentially road in the middle of it. You have to fix that problem. You're going to have these two areas. You have to fix. In my eyes, you're looking at you already have connectivity. We need our bikers, our walkers, and the people on the roads to be safe. And I think adding in another path is just going to make it less safe. Maybe the signs aren't going to be lit.
Just as the police chief and speaking to the path that the proposed path that I've seen, and I'm not against the bike paths. I think they're great, but there's two concerns I have. Crossing Plainville Road, I don't think is a very safe place to cross with the bikes. The biggest concern I have is crossing Miami at the bottom of the hill. I just think that's very unsafe for grown-ups, let alone kids, to cross there. You talked about we have clocked those bikes at over 50 miles an hour before coming off that hill. That is crazy. I want to ride a bike on that hill at 50 miles an hour. We've clocked them. In fact, we have given bikers tickets for speeding before coming off of the hill there. So, like I said, I think the bike path is a great idea, but I'm a little concerned from a safety standpoint of crossing there at the bottom of the hill on Miami.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say I just went there today to get a feel for how this is. And regardless of, just as it is now, you get quite a few high school students crossing there and walking.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like doing something to improve the pedestrian way there and make things.
Do you think we put a stop sign? We study before a stop sign.
So, like the bottom of the hill?
It's not on my
stop sign.
Well, some
one lane in the great space.
Trying to make it safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a good idea.
Do
you have any
questions? Yeah. Here in Burkage, and I'm president of the Barn Club for the next 2 years, one of our goals and mission statement is to preserve and enhance the green areas of the area on the community's work and makes such a big part of this village. So, as it's proposed now, I need to see the green space taken, what you're talking about. When I walk, I see people walking through dogs, I see kids playing for fun.
tag rolling in cardboard boxes. I mean, it's an open space for those kids over there. They don't have a new park like Dale Park, like Dogwood Park, or I like bike trails. I bike in my car from there across the bridge of town, take off there, I go down to Monkton, or even across the river to my daughter's house. So for me, I just take my bike. It seems to me, I've lived about 20 years, kids are always riding their bikes on the sidewalk, the kids are on the pet roads, back from the highway. I mean, it seems people ride their bikes and walk around this village all the time, and it is a walk. We now have the wonderful self-aiding, which is really nice by the way. I just hate to see it.
If I get a takeaway from what I've heard from this meeting is that I don't think that people, I think people are surprised as to what the purpose of the bike trail is. It's a connectivity to other parts of to make one large pathway. But I don't think this is the right spot to be doing it. I really would think that what you're hearing is to look for alternatives, other ways around, maybe starting with Fairfax and getting across Worcester down there, and then using, maybe even going over to the other side of the river, rather than South 80, because I know that you've got the Indian situation there. But maybe the other side, and then circle back using the lower part of South 80 and along the railroad tracks and so forth to connect down. Because you're only crossing one time, and maybe there's a way either through a tunnel or a bridge or something that makes it safe. But the one thing I see with this is that what I look through here, the people that are here and objecting to having their front yards taken out, none of us. I don't think that council would even suggest that we're going to take away people's front yards. But these people have also all had poles put in the front yard that they cannot stand. So, I mean, this doesn't make any sense. And they're ugly. And we had no choice. I wasn't involved in that. But, I mean, they had no choice in these poles going in. So this parkway and all these different things in here, I would suggest Recreation Committee take a look at putting more money into beautifying that area some way.
Yeah, what about the I live on Kowski, right around the corner from one of this green areas, and it does get a ton of spot use by kids. I'd like to keep it that way. The South 80, if you go past the library, you've got to cross Worcester anyway, so why can't we cross closer to the business district and go through part of the South 80? I want to ask the mayor, you mentioned this earlier, because of the historic, because the archaeological items there, could there be a bike path from the South 80? Is that practical?
Oh, yeah, in the South 80. Not Whiskey Creek, in South 80. Yeah. And then at the last meeting we had with Tommy Arnold, the engineer for state, he clearly, because we know we got a problem with the railroad, he said, well, what we can do, and I'm not for this, but what we can do is stop, we can run the bike path up to the tunnel. Everybody know where the tunnel is?
The old tunnel?
Yeah, and say the path stops here, take a left and go up the tunnel and meander through Marymount Avenue, Montgomery, Center Street, Pleasant Street. And I said, whoa. That's what they're thinking, ODOT. So I'm saying, let's try to continue it through. Let's try to talk to the railroad and get something taken care of. dealing with the railroad is tough. They don't give a damn what you say, and they're somewhere else in the country, and they get the lawyer will call you, and then some other lawyer will call you, and then you never hear from them again. So, but I agree that that would be the best solution, in my opinion. Railroad is tough, but I think we need our senator or state rep involved. Something could happen. That's right. We have to do it.
Well, so if you look at that dotted green line, that's the proposed Watson Way. And it goes to the purple, which is Erie, next to the Hyde Park Country Club, as far as I know now. And I think the plan is to bring it down to, I guess, to Litvak, that Old Park. And then the challenge is getting to the South 80 from there.
There's a bridge that you've got to
take. Right, right. So that's, I think, until they. There wouldn't be connectivity there. There is a trail on the other side of the river. I think it's a bit of a shame to have something that Marymount residents don't really have access to connect things, but you know, you wouldn't be able to go for a ride or commute on it. Well, I'm sensing we're getting to. Like most people have had a chance to speak, we'll end at 8:15. So if people, there's people who would like to say something and haven't had a chance, now's the time. So,
well, I just, the way you can do the, the only thing that's holding this thing up is the railroad. You know, 100 feet, the railroad, that scores. Our South 80 goes up to that bridge. If we could go under their bridge, bikes and stuff, back up, that's all the problem.
They will. We use that.
Under the bridge.
Yeah, we go under. We already do that. I'm talking about farther down, more towards Kroger's.
I'm talking about Claire.
I don't know. What do you mean a bridge goes over the river?
Right. See, that's
kind of. It ain't allowing you that.
Well, we have the South 80 goes up to there. That's our land. The South 80 goes up to there.
The river gains some stuff.
Well, it's 100 feet that's locked in this trail.
I'll say something. I'm Bobby Slattery. I'm 50 West Brewing Company. So we're very pro-trail. We have the trail currently connected in the back of our building. I lived in Chicago when I graduated from school because I went to go to a city that had that active lifestyle that, you know, the millennial generation looks for these days. And when I came back to Cincinnati, I wanted to bring that back to the city. And so we're doing that down in our stretch of Columbia Township. And obviously, one of the coolest things we talk about down in 50 West is community. And seeing everybody come out and talk about what, you know, their opinion on this, I think that shows that you have a very strong community in Marymount, and I think that's good for everybody. One thing I'd encourage everybody to do is, if you get an opportunity, go down to the trail and walk it and get a sense for what it looks like and how it is, because I think it's, there's a lot of times there'll be misconceptions about bike trails, because the word bike, I always say, bike's not a good word. The thing I saw in Chicago, and you'll see it in Atlanta, and you'll see it in a lot of other cities. You mentioned Indianapolis and Minneapolis are great examples, but it's really about energy and it's about community, what these things do. So I get everyone's concerns about it going through your front yard, and that is a valid concern for everyone to have. But I think the goal for Marymount should be to look at the opportunities and the different options for trying to make something like this happen, because I think that is the future. And I do think that if you've looked at communities that have put these kind of things through, the people have been very happy about it. Terrace Park's a really good example of this. In the past, they fought it for years and years, and now people are pretty happy with it. So I'd encourage everybody, if you get an opportunity, to go just take a walk out on the trail and see what's happening. And then also, if you have ideas for alternative routes, voice those things. I think, Troy kind of got stuck in the middle here putting this together, but I think what he's really trying to do is figure out a way to connect community. And I think that opinions that you can give to him, you know, I think at the end of the day, his goal is not to shove something down somebody's throat or anything like that. His goal is to figure out a way to connect. And maybe there is a good way to do this. So if everybody can kind of just educate yourself on bike trails, educate yourself on the area, I think that would be a good thing for everybody.
Just one last comment. I think we all agree that in support of bike trails, it's just routing.
Mm-hmm. I would consider this very sub-optimal. I think there's better ways to go about it. There's, you don't put enough. But I think we, you know, in order to stay relevant as a community, we definitely need a way to connect these trails. But this is definitely just a suboptimal way to go about it. We're at the strong bottom. So, you know, livelihoods, the lifestyles, and things like that. You know, for some people, their houses are all they have. So, to go about at least having a trail, if someone just throw this freight in their house, that's, you know, the best way to go about it. So, like, just the next spot.
Well, I appreciate everybody coming here tonight, and yeah, certainly the goal here is to communicate, the goal here is to try to get people on the same page and get a clear understanding. I am thankful for everybody who came out. I had heard there was folks who weren't excited about this idea, but I didn't know you, hadn't talked to you, so hearing you talk tonight does provide perspective and something to go home and think about. And, yeah, the idea certainly is not to shove anything down people's throats. And yeah, the idea of the grant was, you know, something to spur a meeting. But this is the first step in communication. So thank you. I don't know if you
Does this mean you're not going to apply the grant yet? Do you need to make sure that we all are on board?
We have to discuss. My impression is that we're not.
We got to have a plan. You can't get a grant unless you turn in a plan. We don't have a plan. And then unless we go with what we looked at 5 years ago, where we share the road. That's the road.
I just wanted to say, for identification purposes, I'm Kelly Lionel, and this is my husband, Dave Weingarten. We moved in to get to live in the General Douglas Shorts house. We're so happy that we're part of the community, and I think just, I totally agree with what you're saying. Like, we love the idea of being able to bike down the 50 West, but also want to still look out and see that American flag and see the trolley turnaround park, so that balance the green space with the connectivity sounds great, but yeah.
I think there's a way to do it, and we'd love to see it, but it this doesn't look great. So we can find some of this.
Please consider putting this in next word very long. So yeah, I think you'll get people can communicate, you'll get more ideas, and you've got more consensus. And
Joe, I told a million people on the other side, and they said, I don't care.
Well, I live on the other side, and I care.
I got her to show up.
I'm so
Did you get a spray taste?
Yeah, I did.
I'm hearing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have not seen you since we were
in the I see it happen from time to time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Right. I haven't seen Izzy in a while. Yeah. 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 Is he here in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks. Good to hear.